All right. Good morning, everybody. I just want to take a minute and read a line from Paul's and a line from Susie's assignments from this last week. Paul's talk was talking about how everything in his life has been a complete massive change in 360, his way he put it. But he says, "But what I now have is discernment. Discernment with a capital D. Things that were once important to me, now I couldn't care less to have them. And that's by having Jesus Christ in his life. What a difference it makes. Getting on the correct path. So you're redeemed, and now the yield, discernment, knowledge, understanding, clear direction. And Susie put this in describing the yield. And I think this is super duper important to me, in a way. Depends on me. How much I commit to the Lord and the Word. The more I commit, the more my life changes for the better. We're redeemed, we're saved, you're born again, all awesome, really cool stuff. But it's the commitment to walk with the Lord, to day by day, moment by moment. Yeah, we stub our toes, we screw things up every once in a while, or maybe even every day. But it's sticking on the path, wanting to do things correctly and be better, that makes us better. And he just, and like Pat likes to say, is we do what we can do. We can make the sales calls, we can get on the phone, we can talk to people, we can check in with our customers, we can check in with our people, all those sorts of things. Those are on our list. And then God takes care of the things we can't do. Just like he, when we were in free fall, he just snatched us out of the air. When you're in a free fall, you fall off a cliff, you fall off a building, there's nothing's gonna save you. But God does. He just snatches us right there, sets us on our feet and says, okay, dusts us off and says, okay, now let's, we got some things to change. We got some things to get to work and do. And, and the yield is we just keep getting better and better as we're committed to him. Anyway, and today, the art of the blessing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for the many assignments that came in this week and for those that took the time to do them. We thank you for that. And can see how, Lord, you're working in lives, you're working in companies, you're working in families, you're working in peoples. And that's what you're all about. You're all about people. And we thank you for that, that you're all about us. Lord, we like to think we're all about us, but truly you're the one who is all about us. So we commit this day into your hands. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. And now may we just have hearts that are open and ears that are willing to listen and to hear. And may we just take the adjustments that you have for us today and put them to use. We thank you for this time. We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, got to unmute the phone. Yeah, it just makes me just listen to Pat as he's closing there. Just as you think, also think of the sower and the seed, Matthew 13, and he just talks about, the seed that lands on the good ground and they yield, it yields. It says some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. But the point is that, kind of goes back to even last week, the redemption and the yield. There's a yield to our lives as we're given to Christ. And I like the emphasis this morning, just talking about, really, I guess the way I kind of put it in my notes is, doing everything with a good attitude, with joy, and see that what an opportunity we have in our companies, in our families, just to walk with God, to serve him and to know him. Anyway, let's pray as we get into our day. I know we all got schedules we're trying to adhere to and things we got to get done. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we got up this morning. We're breathing. We got work to do. There's things to do. There is a day. There's a reckoning, Lord. There's a day when our last breath on this earth is going to be done, and we're going to take our, I guess, our first breath in heaven, so to speak. Not sure what it's all going to be like, but Peter, there's going to be people there. A lot going on. But we thank you that, Lord, you are the one who's leading, guiding, and directing us. And it doesn't take a lot to get adjusted and back on the path if we're a little bit off course, a little bit astray. Lord, you say if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we can get clean in a hurry and we can get back on the path and back on the trail and back to work. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.